Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. In the studio with me, my co-host is Jennifer Brown. Good afternoon, Jennifer. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well.
How are you? I'm doing well. Of course, I was watching the impeachment hearings prior to the show.
Yes, a great waste of brain cells.
It is a shame that we are wasting taxpayers' dollars on no factual information, hearsay, assumptions. We are in a crossroads in American history with our liberties being threatened. Before we get into the show, how did the Virginia elections go for you?
Not so great statewide, just due to the fact that we did lose the majority in both chambers of the General Assembly. There was some issues that we have now realized that we need to fix that came to light after the fact. I'm very excited to say that every single one of my Republican candidates for the General Assembly did win. So I was able to make sure that the 6th District of Virginia stayed red. There were a few other districts as well that were successful. We were able to win some very contested races throughout the Commonwealth. But at the end of the evening, we lost both chambers. So now there is a Democrat trifecta in place starting in January.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I know that you've mentioned in the past that there is a lot of, or I should say, some outside influences playing a role in Virginia election. I think you mentioned Democratic operative George Soros is trying to duck money into Virginia to sway Virginia more to a socialistic Commonwealth. That's a shame.
It is a shame. There's plenty of others that did the same. But no, I was going to say, there's plenty of outside sources that bought this election, and there was nothing that we really could do to stop that unless we were able to find outside sources to pump in extra money as well. But, you know, when you have somebody as strong as George Soros with his amount of money, it's sometimes very difficult to try to find somebody to offset that. But we just have to do better.
How does Virginia look for us to reelect our president in 2020?
Well, you know, it's funny that people are saying, well, he lost it back in 2016, but it was by a small margin. It wasn't a runaway. Now that we have majority of Democrats in the legislature, they're saying that that was just a huge movement by the Democrats against Trump. And I really don't see that as being accurate, because if you actually take a look at the map, yes, those areas such as Northern Virginia, Tidewater, Richmond, they're highly Democrat populated, but a lot of people are now very upset with the fact that these crazy liberals who are taking over in January are already proposing very strict legislation when it comes to the Second Amendment. We're seeing waves of people who are coming into their board of supervisors and requesting Second Amendment sanctuary status. So I believe if we take this momentum and get these people registered, if they're not, involved, if they're not, and out to vote, if they haven't been, then we might actually finally start having a pushback movement And that is what I'm trying to work on and capitalize on. So the big thing that's taking up the airspace right now in Virginia is Second Amendment sanctuary counties and cities. So we're trying to see what we could do with that to be able to bring that turnout for Trump in 2020. We also have the Senate race, the U.S. Senate race. Mark Warner, he's up. And we have 7 declared candidates, 6 who are actively campaigning. And if we can get a lot of excitement for our nominee once we have one, then that will help push the turnout as well. That was a very long answer to a very short question, which is we're going to do the best that we can.
That's awesome. I want to remind my audience, and please forgive me, we are listening to my co-host, Jennifer Brown, who is an attorney, and she's also the Virginia GOP chairwoman of the 6th Congressional District. She is my co-host, and I forgot to remind the audience in the beginning, and I want to thank you for co-hosting the show with me today, Jennifer.
Well, thank you for asking. I always enjoy it.
You know, probably one of our next major issues is that we want to talk about today is the Republican Party on the whole.
Mm-hmm.
And is the Republican Party on the whole moving in the right direction to help our president get reelected in 2020? And basically, what do we need to do to try to help him get reelected? You know, you're on the front lines every day, as your position of the chairwoman of the GOP 6th Congressional District. What are some of the things that we need to do as participants in the Republican Party to help drive, you know, the message home to help get our president reelected? What are some of the ideas? What are some of the strategies you're working on or you have employed, you know, to for us that we might be able to duplicate across the country?
Well, I have been saying this from day one. We need to be replicating and mimicking what President Trump has been doing to make him so successful in order to win in 2016. And, you know, sometimes because people get really kind of nervous about implementing new ideas because they think, well, if it isn't broke, why fix it? Well, obviously, we're broken in a few key areas. Or this is the way we've always done it, and it's not working anymore. So in particular with Virginia, because I focus a lot on Virginia, obviously, I just feel that we need to be implementing the same tools that President Trump has implemented, such as we need to be really upping our game on social media. He took Twitter by storm. We need to be doing the same thing. I'm on Twitter, and I find that if I make a comment or retweet something that is conservatively leaning and based, then immediately I have leftist opposition just attacking me. I don't even know who these people are. And so, you know, I think that we need to have a bigger presence on Twitter. I don't think we necessarily need to be getting into the little snippety comments with one another. I just do it sometimes for fun because I'm bored. But, you know, it's just that we need to start having that presence where these people are, because what I was told is that the older generation is mainly on Facebook while the younger generations are on Twitter and all these other applications. So we need to find out where these younger generations are hanging out socially online, and we need to have a presence there. 2, I do believe that we need to push the text messaging campaign to the hilt. I have said this over and over again. I get Trump tweets almost like hourly at this point because of the whole impeachment nonsense, but we need to be employing that as well. If people are not answering the home phones or they don't have landlines anymore, and we can reach them with mailings, because a lot of the older generations, they still get stuff through the mail or through the letters to the editors, then we need to figure out how we're going to reach more people in a broader stroke And that's usually where everybody is constantly connected. That's their cell phone. So we need to have that kind of system in place so we're constantly keeping them in the loop as to what's happening in Virginia. Also, like I said, with the letters to the editor, I think that we need to constantly do that. I've noticed that sometimes we Republicans, once we get through an election, we take a break and then we don't get started until the next August. And that's we're already behind the eight ball with that kind of thinking. We need to constantly be a presence, be a noise, get our voices out there, constantly be writing letters to the editor, constantly doing what we can to be able to make sure that our conservative voices and thoughts are in everybody's faces, because the left is doing that constantly. Furthermore, we need to be doing the voter registration drives. The Democrats are constantly doing voter registration drives on a daily. I know that there are some key areas that are here in the 6th District where they have their headquarters open all the time, not just during election season. And they're constantly bringing people in to either do letters to the editor, they do phone calling, they do voter registration. We need to be doing the same thing. We need to be constantly engaging individuals to get them more involved and more in tune as to what is the state of play as we see it. Because if we can actually tap into all of the voters that normally vote Republican and encourage them to get involved and get out every single election, we could potentially see an offset in some areas. That's not to say that we're going to be able to do well in Northern Virginia, because Northern Virginia is where the swamp sleeps. So at least if we can start pushing back in some other areas where there is highly populated Republican areas, we need to be doing whatever we can, because we can't just roll over and say, oh, well.
You're absolutely correct. And, you know, we also have to be mindful. I know, as well as some of my other colleagues in the media industry that are conservative, we've been censored on certain platforms at certain times. That is a problem for a lot of us trying to get our message out. But I'm glad mm-hmm. that you shared some alternatives, how we can bypass those things and give the American people some ways on how we could make a difference. For those who are listening into the radio show, this is Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. My co-host, Jennifer Brown, who is from the 6th District. She is the GOP chairwoman of the 6th Congressional District, where she represents that district for the Republican Party. In our last couple of minutes of the show, let's briefly talk about if you don't mind, some of the major issues that are facing our country. I mentioned one. I believe that our liberty, our First Amendment, Second Amendment rights are being threatened. What are some of the other issues that you think might be important to the American people for this upcoming election, and ones that we should continue to bring forward and hammer home that is important for us to keep America great again?
Exactly. Well, I mean, that's the thing. What we need to be doing, and what I was thankful for, is that I have someone who is in my local committee who has the bullet points of everything that Trump has accomplished in his first term. And those are the things that we need to be highlighting. I mean, we need to be taking a look at the unemployment rate, the lowest it's ever been. The stock market is soaring. He's, you know, having these trade deals come back open with China, you know, having these conversations with people throughout the world in order to be able to make sure that the United States is constantly booming. We need to be taking these bullet points and constantly just repeating them. And that's what I'm saying. Take that, put it into the letters of the editor, put that on your postings on social media, just have that with you so that if anybody says, oh, well, Trump, he's horrible, he's done nothing, you can pull that out of your pocket and say, well, actually, you're wrong. This is what he's accomplished so far. And he's doing it despite the fact that he does not have the majority in the House. And, you know, it's It's so disheartening. And that's one of the things that I keep trying to say too. And a lot of people don't really resonate it with this so much, but the fact that the Congress has not been able to accomplish a darn thing because all that they do is talk about impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. Yet mm-hmm. we have a president who has been able to accomplish so much despite that. So we need to be constantly talking about everything that he's accomplished. And then on top of that is if you don't get active, if you do not vote, if you do not have President Trump as your president for another term, and we end up getting one of these wackadoodle crazy leftists, we're going to end up losing all of our constitutional rights and freedoms. They want to take away our freedom of speech. They want to take away our freedom of association. And actually, they want to force association on certain things. They want to take away our Second Amendment rights. So everything that they don't like in the Bill of Rights or in the Constitution, they want to take it away from us, the conservatives, who are in their way of having a complete socialist country. I'm sorry, I don't want to be Venezuela. But a lot of people don't resonate with that. And another thing that we need to be doing is that we need to be talking in terms that the everyday individual can really just marinate in and say, you know what, you're right. I don't want to lose these freedoms. I don't want this taken away from me. And let them be able to determine what really is their hitching point that they are going to get out there and start really putting it on the line. Because, I mean, they have to have ownership of this too. I know a lot of people who don't watch TV. They don't keep up with the news, the national news. They really are just detached, unengaged. They go and vote because that's what they want to do, feel like they should do. But are they actually really resonating with any particular issue? We need to find out what that is, and we need to explore it and help them be more successful in pushing that message to all their friends and family so that they can get more active, because we need to pull it out here for 2020.
I think that is an awesome idea, and you just gave us an idea for our next show that we're going to do together, outlining the president's accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be up to us to keep the narrative of the positive things that the president's been doing current, because the liberal media is changing the narrative,
mm-hmm.
lying about the narrative. So, I think our next show, we are going to have you come back on, and we're going to discuss the accomplishments of President Trump for the American people. And as a result of those accomplishments, why it's important that we reelect him again to save America and save America values. I want to thank you, Jennifer, for being on the show today, and I look forward to our next show, where we're going to talk about the accomplishments that President Trump has done and how important these things are to the country, to the future of our country, and also for the future of generations to come. Before mm-hmm. we close out, is there anything else that you would like to add?
I would just like to say that election November 2020 started on November 6th. So those who actually had an election on November 5th, they need to now re-engage and start focusing on 2020. Those who did not have an election this year, they should be focusing on that and have been focusing on that. This is something that is a daily process, and I really want to implore your listeners that they need to be as engaged as possible start getting out there and getting your voice heard as far as what I had said before about the letters to the editors, social media, and anything else that we could possibly do, because we're constantly being silenced. So get out there and get those voters activated.
I want to thank my co-host today, Jennifer Brown, who is the chairwoman of Virginia GOP 6th Congressional District. You can follow Jennifer on Twitter at JMB4, spell it out, F-O-R-6-D-C on Twitter. This is Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We're always right and never left, Conservative Talk Radio. You can follow me at Twitter at C.I. Brown, Roman numeral 3, III, also at Right Talk Radio on Twitter, and on Facebook, Conservative Talk Radio, and also my page at C.I. Brown, III. We want to thank all our listeners for tuning in. Please look for updates of our future events with Jennifer and I, as we're going to talk about the accomplishments of President Trump, how it's impacted our country, and the importance of his reelection. I want to say God bless America. God bless you, Jennifer Brown, and your family. God bless America. God bless all of its inhabitants. And everybody have a safe and a blessed day. And thank you
and
for
God
calling
bless
in.
President
Good night
Trump.
Now. God bless President Trump as well. That's probably the most important to God bless message. You're right, because at the rate that we're going, we hope that we have a president the way these crooks
exactly.
are operating. Jennifer, it's always a great time with you. And like I said, once again, please follow us for updates for our next upcoming show about the impact that President Trump has had on America, what he's accomplished, and it's about protecting our values. Jennifer, once again, I want to thank you for being on the show, and I look forward to co-hosting a show with you again. Take care, and God bless you all.
Same to you.
Good
thank you.
Now. You're welcome.